right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 445. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are a man who's going to provide his own introduction tonight, Wombat.
The GBD meets the shipwreck. I love bringing people together.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Don't do that.
No. Don't quote that movie ever.
I just watched that trailer again because for some reason my Samsung TV that I just bought last year just started turning on and off over and over again, and you couldn't stop it. It would, you know, 30 seconds would go by, it would turn off and on. 30 seconds, turn off and on. I solved the problem by pulling the Ethernet cable out of the back. So pro tip, maybe it was getting some bad voodoo through the Ethernet cable. Anyway, to test it, we were watching the Superman trailer. That scene is so painful, just when he's just looking, seeing Lex Luthor like that. Ugh, it's garbage.
Yes, it is.
Finally, the reporter meets the millionaire.
Or something.
This is, ugh. Anyway, we can't talk about it. That's it. No more Batman, ever.
Great. I finally did it.
Right.
My work here is done.
Ty still said he liked it. Actually, the contractors were here today, and they asked Ty what he thought about the movie. And he's like, I liked it. I like when Batman kills people. Guy's like, what? So I explained to the guy that, yeah, this Batman has guns, and it's just not very good. And then I explained about Amazon. He asked me about Amazon Echo. I had to explain all about Amazon Echo to my contractor, who I could tell, like, it's interesting. Like, he must think I'm a complete idiot because I wouldn't know how to caulk something. And, you know.
Well, didn't you buy a tube of caulk but no gun to go with it?
Did I talk about that on the show?
No, I tweeted that out. Facebook or something.
So I went back to the store, actually. And, you know, they're very friendly at the local hardware store. So
sure.
I knew where I was going because I remembered where the caulk was. But they asked me specifically what I was looking for. And I told them the caulking gun. And I volunteered the information, the embarrassing information. I thought I could squeeze it out with my hands. And she, like, I think she thought I was fucking with her because she's like, you didn't think that. And I was like, oh, might have thought that.
They do make caulk that comes in tubes that,
sure,
like toothpaste tubes.
It wasn't this one.
No, this is like the cardboard or the hard plastic.
Yeah, you got like the easy bake cookie roll or whatever.
Yeah, the one, I know.
Right. Well, if you
need the metal gun part.
If you do squeeze it with your hand, the bottom pops off. You know, like the little round disc on the bottom.
The thing that keeps it all in there.
Yeah, it all comes out the bottom, and then you can't really stop it from, it won't be contained, basically. It was a good time. I used up a lot of paper towels on that day, as you might imagine. I did get some caulking done, though, without the actual caulking gun. I used a toothpick and paper towels.
Impressive.
Beautiful job.
I mean, I've done some caulking in my time. It's one of the few things that my wife tells me I do well, which is probably a lie to get me to fix stuff, but that made me laugh because I'm like, even I know how to caulk, and I can barely open a door.
I mean, I remembered like there was a thing called a caulking gun, but I don't know. I thought you didn't necessarily need it for like a small job like this. That's not so crazy, right?
Maybe you just didn't need to buy that kind of caulk.
No. I asked. Like, I didn't just walk into the store. By the way, I love how you say caulk.
Caulk. He says it fine.
I like it. I said I like it.
Yeah. It's. Mm-hmm. It's to differentiate it from cock, which is what you guys keep saying. Clear. My wife really says I do a good job cocking.
as I do, right, in all sense of the words.
Right, and you say thank you. Time for bed.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
And I do store my cock in a gun. What?
No, I asked the woman at the store. I said, I told her what I wanted it for, and she pulled out the caulk for me. But she didn't give me the gun. She didn't ask if I had a gun or not. She just assumed I had a gun.
God.
I don't know. Whatever. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
It was funny. Now she could tell all her friends about the idiot that didn't know about the caulk. Look, I made somebody's day. You know, I'm happy to be the clown.
Can we stop talking about your caulk?
All right. How about some show feedback?
Sure. Bickle has to say, I was in a perpetually grumpy state all week, but I was laughing and in good spirits by the time Wombat brought up the tiny violins. Thanks, guys. You're welcome.
Which part was the tiny violins about?
When you were complaining about like your doorbell or something. I said, oh, let me find
the doorbell.
I wasn't complaining about the doorbell. I was complaining about the mailman making fun of my door, not liking my door. Oh, complaining that I wouldn't replace the door.
Yes. Well, Hoop Crow Kruger wants to know if there are any updates on your shitty door.
Well, the update is with the doorbell, as Shipwreck was getting very excited. So I did the extensive review on the Ring doorbell last week. They just came out with a new model that's shipping at the end of this month. Obviously, you know,
it looks pretty good. The new model.
It's a lot thinner than the other model. The problem
is like a doorbell.
What's that?
It looks more like a doorbell and less like a security camera on top of a doorbell.
Sometimes you want that though. You don't want to like necessarily. You want the deterrent. Right? If someone just sees the camera and leaves immediately, that's better than somebody taking a sledgehammer to your door.
Well, the difference is, like, when your mailman comes up there and looks at it, he wouldn't have made the same face that you showed us the picture of when he saw your doorbell.
That was the best. I have a video of the mailman seeing the doorbell for the first time, and you watch him put the mail in the slot, and he does a double take as he's walking away. And you can just, you know, you can almost smell the blood boiling through the doorbell. That's the new feature of the Pro doorbell, I think. Now, the problem, I think, for me with the new Pro doorbell, besides the fact that I just bought the other one, is that it's actually a little too thin. And the way that my door frame is, it's not, I don't know that there's enough wood there for me to get the doorbell on there.
Hmm.
It's hard for me to explain it. But it's like a channel.
Did you ever find that violin, Wombat?
I'll keep looking.
I'm sure it'll
I need to find that for the show, definitely.
Yeah. So
maybe there's an app, tiny violin app. There has to be one.
We did get the screen doors on the sliding doors installed today, which was a big source of frustration for the contractors. Hours on hold on calling the manufacturer and just a lot of bad feelings involved. Overall. So that's a major coup, Wombat.
I'm very happy for you.
You'll be able to enjoy them this weekend when you come over.
I am very excited. I'm excited. That goes without saying. But to say that there is not excitement just all throughout the house would be a major understatement.
Are you joking?
I am not joking. The entire clan
really
is excited.
I just told Ty tonight and he was excited.
Oh, good. Good.
I think we're going to have...
Which one of your children is going to be the first to run through one of Cheapy's screen doors?
Oh, it'll be the boy.
It's going to be too cold, actually, to open.
But the boy's going to break everything in that house.
Right, make sure he doesn't break anything.
What can you do?
Everything's very expensive. Don't break anything. We'll keep him. We have a room in the back that he could just put us lock him in there.
Perfect.
We'll throw an iPad in there and some noodles.
Then you won't see him for hours.
I think it's gonna rain though, so I don't think we can play ping pong.
Oh well,
but no,
that's okay.
I think we're gonna have okonomiyaki.
That sounds great. What's that?
It's a Japanese like pancake thing that you make with pork and cabbage and other things.
Sounds good. I'll eat it.
I think it'll be a few different things.
Whatever.
Mrs. Cheapy likes to do stuff.
My wife likes to drink wine, so
good. Mrs. Cheapy likes to drink also.
Yeah, so the two of them will have a good time.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
Yes. Anything else here in the show feedback?
Dr. Killatron had to say, Ship is putting on so much effort into being politely optimistic about virtual reality, I was worried he'd pull a muscle, but it's appreciated.
I like
that. And that made me laugh.
That was a very funny comment.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys hear about this Vive thing coming out this week?
Vive?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? Vive?
Vive is the pronunciation.
I didn't read any of the reviews, but...
You know, I've been reading it as Viva the whole time.
Viva? Really?
Like Vive?
I read it as Vive, I think.
I don't read it as Vive. I mean, it's...
You know, did you read any of the reviews? Or do you not even care enough to read the reviews like me?
I don't care. So, the Vive and the Oculus are now out.
Right.
Kind of.
Right. Maybe for some people, it's out.
For some of the people that have ordered them, they have shown up. For others, they've gotten apology letters.
Right.
And free shipping. They've apologized and said, hey, we got you. We're going to cover your shipping.
Everyone likes free shipping.
I'm waiting until they figure out less wires and they cover that. That I'm in. I don't doubt that this stuff is fun and good. I feel like I can wait for the next one for sure. I feel like I have at least that much willpower, you know?
Totally.
And I don't have much willpower, but I feel like I have at least that much.
We'll see.
Right. I don't know. I feel like I do.
Nope.
But I'm not 100% sure, but I'm feeling good about it.
I think it's interesting that the Vive might be the best one out of all of them, but it feels like it has the least amount of traction.
Well, it's the most expensive.
And it's HTC, which...
doesn't inspire confidence, but it does have...
What's the last HTC product you bought?
My phone.
Do you have an HTC phone right now?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that supposed to be the best one? That was the early buzz.
Yeah, that's the one with the hand jobbers and everything.
is that the official name of them, hand jobbers?
Uh-huh.
And it takes up the whole room, right? And you need like 10 cameras and tripods and shit. Not 10, probably, right? I don't know. I'm sure it's great. I'm going to go try, you know, Ben Gilbert's invited me to come try it. So I'm going to come try it. Hopefully in time for next week's show. So that'll be fun.
Sounds good.
Are you going to be on the show next week, Chip, or are you away?
Yeah, I'll be back. I'm just taking a short vacation.
Okay.
I'll be back. Whew. With Tales of Vacationing.
I can't wait. That's a teaser if I ever heard one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's too exciting to know. You can't know where he's going now.
Oh, no. I'm
He's going. Told everyone last week. Oh. Didn't you?
No, it was on. I asked on Twitter. If
oh, that's what it was.
Anybody knew what I was supposed to do in Savannah, Georgia.
Did you make that reservation for the lady and sons yet?
Do they like it when 2.5-year-olds eat there?
I think it's a family establishment.
No, I have not done anything. I know. Okay. I have mapped out how to get from my hotel to the used video game store.
Of course.
What else is there to do in Savannah?
Yeah. Justin McElroy actually tipped me off to the store.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'll go check it out.
Cool. How about Watch This, Bitches? Detective Conan, 16, wants us to talk about Supergirl versus Flash, Dawn of Awesomeness. I don't think that's what it was called.
Was it World's Finest?
Yeah.
Isn't that what
yeah,
they called it?
That's what they called it. I watched it. Did we talk about this yet or only in our personal
lives?
We
only talked about it offline, off air.
I can never tell.
I know. It's fine. You're getting old.
Right. I watched this with Mrs. Cheapy, of course, because we watch all of our shows together.
And in full disclosure, you do not watch Supergirl regularly.
I've never watched it before at all, as a matter of fact.
Yes. I do watch Supergirl regularly. So.
Yes. And I did ask Wombat. I said, hey, Wombat, can we watch this show not having watched any of the other episodes or knowing anything about it?
I think it gets across, you know, there's not much to get.
No, it was, you know what? It was okay. We didn't really care for it very much.
So Supergirl, she's basically Superman, but a girl.
Yes. And Warner Brothers has enough stock in her or lack thereof that they feel okay with her having a TV show and not being in the movies.
From the commercials, it seems like she captures the spirit of Superman better than the movies.
Way better.
Way better. And it's nothing but smiles and colors and jokes when Supergirl and the Flash meet each other. It is the anti-Superman Batman. It's everything it's not. It's full of like silly things that would only happen in a comic book, Like, the two villains come out, and Supergirl is blowing freeze breath at one while the Flash is swirling his arms around to make tornadoes at the same time.
Right, because freeze breath and tornadoes, you know, it's a perfect combination.
It is. It, exactly. It's that kind of silly, silvery.
They're flirting a little.
Yeah, there's a little flirting.
Jimmy Olsen is a little jealous. And a little black, also, I noticed.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slick Jimmy Olsen. James. They call him James on the show. Yeah.
The only part of the episode that
he
actually...
He has the watch, though. He has his Superman watch. That, to push a button when he's in trouble.
The only... Well, Supergirl watch, you mean?
It's at the beginning, in the first episode, it's a Superman watch, and then they change it to a Supergirl watch.
The only part I liked in the episode is when Supergirl kisses Jimmy Olsen, and then like he turns into a zombie, and she freaks out because she doesn't know if it was because she kissed him with her alien.
I'm surprised you don't watch Supergirl. I think you would generally like it. I mean, you know, it's in the same ilk as the Flash.
Too many of those.
Arrow.
Too many.
Is it just Supergirl has Martian Manhunter on it? That's a thing.
I'll take him in some other form. I feel.
That was a good Martian Manhunter reference.
What? right. That's right. It was an accident, I think. Me, yeah. Or was it?
I don't know. She's supposed to say no. You meant to do that.
Also, Calista Flockhart.
Yes.
Is a little disturbing how she looks exactly the same as she did on Ally McBeal.
You think she does? You know why? Because they put a lot of Vaseline on that camera whenever she's on it.
And a lot of Botox, I think. Her face doesn't move at all. It's just like a, you know. Maybe she's a Martian Manhunter.
Maybe she is.
Anyway, I don't think I'll be watching that show, but I could appreciate that people would.
Did
like
you
it.
Watch The Flash yet from last week?
Yes, we did.
That was a really good episode.
Yes, it was. Very serious.
Mm-hmm. That was serious, but again, it did serious in a way that was not gloomy.
Wait, he didn't murder anybody.
No, he did not.
He didn't murder several people.
Nope.
Yeah.
He just felt bad about things.
Well, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it.
I've been watching some of that Lego Star Wars stuff.
What's the Lego Star Wars stuff?
It's called like Droid Tales or something.
Oh, I've watched the like where C-3PO retells the trilogy.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's cute.
Yeah, I watched it with my daughter because she is big into Star Wars, and I'm like, there's got to be something out there that is actually watchable by a 2.5-year-old.
What made you think that? Just because it's a Darth Vader showerhead that they would make some sort of media for your 2-year-old?
Exactly. They have to get on that stuff. Also, all of the she's starting. I got her first Stormtrooper Hero Masher.
Uh huh. Yes.
Because all the little stuff is kind of sucky.
Mm hmm.
So she's very happy with her Stormtrooper. I took away the gun though. Like I Why? Didn't let her see the gun.
Why not? You don't want her to know that guns exist, or that it's just too small and it'll get lost.
No, it's not that. I just don't want her to go around the house like acting like she's shooting stuff quite yet.
Not yet. As opposed to my daughter, who's she's 7, and we were in Old Navy, and she was taking hangers and chasing her brother, going bang bang.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying. Yeah, trying to avoid the raising a Harley Quinn.
I see. So you're saying that my child's a delinquent? Is what you're.
All I know is I'm hiding all the hangers in the house.
That's my fault, because I used to do that when I was a kid, and I showed her what I used to do.
What's wrong with you? Don't you know not? Don't do that.
Parenting 101.
Right.
It's funny though. My kids don't. They have no other. Like I'm looking at, you know, because Elliot has the little Star Wars, the regular figures, and I have all the guns for them here on the my desk.
Why?
They don't need the guns.
No, because they don't need the guns. Right. They're small. They get lost. He doesn't really need them, you know. And when he does it, they're like friends. The Stormtrooper and what's his face?
Oh yeah, everybody's friend. Like we were watching Return of the Jedi was the episode of the Lego Star Wars we were watching, which I had no idea what I was like. I just because it was called something about Geonosis on it.
Okay.
So I had no idea that it was going to be just a straight up telling of Return of the Jedi, and. She was getting on Darth Vader for making bad choices. But in the end, he makes a good choice. She liked that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. He does make a good choice. Right, right.
You'll probably appreciate this one, Shipwreck. My son was complaining to me because at school, there's a kid that always wants to play X-Men, and this other kid always makes Elliot be Cyclops, and he doesn't want to be Cyclops.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah. Is that what that kid think? Like, your kid can't be friends with that kid. He's just using him.
Right. He doesn't care about him.
Right.
As a person.
Like, yeah, the other kid's always Wolverine.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta stand up and say, like, I'm going to be Colossus or Beast or anybody but Cyclops, really.
Yeah. Right. Anyone but Cyclops.
Hashtag. So.
Hashtag anyone but Cyclops.
Oh, anything else for Watch This Bitches? No.
Is that what we were doing?
I don't know. I finished a trilogy. I mentioned this a while ago, but I finally finished the third book, the Strain trilogy. It's cool. It's a really good vampire story told over three books. And it's sufficiently dark and depressing, but it has a lot of action in it. And there's a TV series that's based on it.
Okay. Called, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. It's called The Strain.
Yep.
No, it's
certainly is
it called The Strain?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have seen commercials. Yeah. For it,
I remember I talked about this. I went to watch it on iTunes or something, and just the screenshots of it made it look too low budget. But people on Twitter said it was good when I mentioned that. So maybe I'll give it a shot now that I finished it. But it's really cool. Hey, how about an ad from our friends at Harry's Wombat?
Sure.
I have an update from Harry's first, but you tell us how awesome Harry's is, and then I'm going to give you a good, exciting update.
I shaved a couple of times last week, which is rare for me. I don't shave as often as I should. And I got so many compliments. It was actually kind of weird. That is a true story.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I shaved three times last week just because.
Name one person who gave you a compliment.
Starbucks girl?
No, I mean coworkers.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Not like strangers. Sorry, I guess I should have been clear. Random strangers with a homeless guy on Fifth Avenue.
Ooh, you look lovely today, sir.
And the guy pooping in Times Square.
That's gross.
I saw it.
No.
It happens. That's
gross.
Didn't we talk about that on the show?
Disgusting.
I know. What do you want from me? I wasn't me. I wasn't pooping in Times Square.
Right, so it wasn't that guy.
No. So what do you have to tell me?
No, so Harry's, you know, of course, as you know, we've talked about it many times. Harry's has got great razor blades at you know, so you don't have to pay the ridiculous store prices. But they've come out with a new handle for their razor. So you know how people really like the old razor blade handle because it was heavy, right? And it just felt like good quality.
I am one of those people.
And it's... The problem with the old one was that for me, my only problem was, and I think I even mentioned it on the show, that when you drop it in the shower, and I would drop it a lot because it is a little slippery. So they rubberized it a little bit. So now, when at least if you drop it, it doesn't sound like you've just dropped a bottle of wine in your shower. Have you ever dropped it in the shower before?
I have. I don't shave in the shower, but I understand.
Oh,
what you're
that's
doing.
Where I get all. That's where I do everything.
Well, you don't wear glasses.
Wait, what?
I don't shave in the shower because I can't see.
You have to be able to see to shave?
I do, yes.
Huh, okay.
I'll have spots.
Can't you just feel it with your fingers?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I miss it. No, my face is too fat.
That's not right.
No, that isn't right. But no, I would just... I
will agree that the other one has the potential of being slippery in the shower, but I've never dropped it.
I think that's why they changed it, because people complained that it was too slippery in the shower. But it's really nice, the new one. It still feels and looks like a very premium product. Just now, you're less likely to drop it, and if you do happen to drop it, you won't have a heart attack like I did like two or three times. Anyway, if you're a new customer, you can go to harrys.com and use coupon code CADCAST and get $5 off your order. I recommend you pick up the starter kit there, which will come out to $10 after the coupon code. And yeah, it comes with your choice of the shaving cream or gel, the foam or the gel. It's good stuff. Thanks, Harry's. Go to harrys.com. Coupon code CADCAST.
It's a razor, Harry.
My son's on number two now. Or he just finished number two, I think, of Harry Potter. Not shaving.
Awesome.
He's not shaving. I was wondering. I was like, he's gone through his second razor now.
He's very excited. He finished it at like 7 o'clock this morning. What are we here? Wombat's news and stuff?
Sure.
So you finally dove into LEGO Dimensions.
Yeah, you know, they had that deal. Actually, it was a cartwheel deal, plus it was on sale at Amazon. So I was able to stack those.
So what'd you get the starter set for?
I got the starter set for, I want to say, like $47.
That's around what I paid for it.
Yeah. And then I got 7 fun packs.
How much were those?
$3.75 a piece.
And now, what is a fun pack? Compare that to something that's in the Infinity universe.
It would be like getting a character. It comes with one dude and a vehicle.
So it's like a minifigure.
It comes with a minifigure and a vehicle. Got it. Yeah. And you build the little vehicle. So it's got like a little Lego set that you could build. So even a Lego set of that size would cost more than $3.75.
Gotcha.
Sure. Now you're way into Chima.
Yeah, I got the 3 Chima packs. Well, you know what it was? I got the one that they show in the ad because I wasn't sure if any of the other ones would work on the first day. And I'm like, all right, well, I got the alligator guy. And I'm like, I need someone who can fly. So I had to get the bird guy.
Is this Chima that you're talking about?
Yeah, Legends of Chima.
What is that anyway?
It's animal people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a Lego IP, like internal IP.
I thought it was like some Asian thing.
Nope, it's a Lego IP. Okay. There's a lion guy and an alligator guy and a bird guy, and I got the 3 of them. I figured it was worth the $10. Why not?
How do you like that game? The actual game.
I do like it. It took a little bit to sink in. It wasn't an immediate. Like,
but how's it different than the million Lego games that especially you have played?
Yeah, it's the basics are the same. The basics of the game are the same. It's the same stuff. It's the same. You play the level. You want to get the hero, points, enough coins to get the hero thing.
You break in the environment.
You want to you want to get all the little puzzles and find all the little pieces, and you need certain characters to do certain things. The difference, of course, in this game is you actually have to physically have the character to do different skills. Like, I'm glad I got Bad Cop from the Lego movie for $3.75 because he can melt gold.
Got it.
So you're not unlocking characters the way you do it in the other games where you just play the game.
You're actually buying.
I'm going to have to track down a Savannah target to see if I can find Bad Cop.
Yeah, he's worth it. But I think the hook is, the first level is the Wizard of Oz, which may not have been the strongest. But the second level is the Simpsons. And that's where I was like, oh, this is cool.
I have the Simpsons pack. I have not played this game yet. I am just accumulating at this point.
Oh, that's funny. I there's a Simpsons level without the Simpsons pack, but okay. I'm assuming with the Simpsons pack, you'll have the Simpsons open world. So each figure for a specific IP will open up a specific open world. So, there's a DC Comics open world, there's a Lego movie open world, and the Lord of the Rings open world you get with your set. I also now have the Legend of Chima open world, because,
immerse yourself.
Yeah.
Just get in there.
So I got that going for me.
It might be great. You have to let us know. I really just look at it and go, it's the same as, like, Ninjago. Like, that's, kids must love it.
Yeah, no, I probably will never buy the Ninjago unless I saw like a pack of Ninjago for $3.75.
I'll never buy the Ninjago.
It said unless I see it for $3.
You will. Of course you're going to see it for $3 at some point. Then I'll probably buy it.
And if anything, it'll let me open up that world, the Ninjago open world.
Great. If anything.
If anything. And that'll be worth it. So
I just wanted to get a t-shirt for Wombat that just says, I'm never buying Ninjago, and then in smaller print underneath. Right now.
Today.
Today.
Right. Take a stand, Wombat. It's important. All right.
Okay.
You like it. So it's, I don't know. To me, it just sounds like it's still, you know, too expensive. But I guess if everything's $3,
it's good. It's good cheap. Yeah. Like the $3.75. I picked up two of the Lego movie ones. I did not delve into Chima at the moment. I'm waiting for a little bit lower price in the Chima.
Ghostbusters maybe or something.
Oh, I have the Ghostbusters level. I have the Midway arcade level.
And how much do you pay for that?
I have the Portal level as well.
How much do those cost you when they're on sale?
I don't know. They were $7.50 plus 20% off.
Oh, that's pretty good.
At Best Buy. So,
all right.
All good things.
Ooh, you played Dead or Alive?
Yes, it took a while, but my PlayAsia copy of Dead or Alive Extreme 3 Fortune showed up for PS4. I don't know. Did you guys read that this is PlayAsia's best-selling game ever?
Yeah, no shit.
No, I did not read that, but I'm glad to know it.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I mean.
No, that's interesting. Like, the Dead or Alive Extreme game sold the best in the United States out of any region. I mean, some of that's sheer size, but for them not to bring it over here, I don't know. It seems silly.
Although, I guess not if it's worked out for them as far as sales go.
Right. I mean, they put that, it's all in there. Like, the English subtitles are there. The menus are all in English. The ages bump up to 18. So everything's kosher there on the girls.
That's so sad.
It makes, there are parts of this game that make me very sad and creeped out, but I enjoy the game nonetheless. There is a girl that's over 1,000 years old. So it really bumps up the girls' average age. Like, it's.
Is there a girl with negative breasts to make up for the other girls with ginormous ones?
No.
How's the volleyball gameplay?
The volleyball is great, as it always is. It plays, so far, I think it plays identical to the last game. I don't find, there's a couple different, like, it seems like they swing around the camera angle to make sure that you're looking at a girl's butt while you're serving.
That's important.
Right. It's, I don't know. That part I'm not so hot on because it actually makes hitting the jump serves a little bit trickier because the camera has to swing around so you can see the ball while you're playing volleyball. The tutorial portion of it is also slightly, I don't know. It's more of a creeper role than what I like. Like, do you guys know the premise of the Dead or Alive Extreme volleyball games?
You play volleyball?
No, it's like some rich person is having a volleyball tournament, right?
Yeah, the Zach. The
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. And so this is, he's rebuilt the island for the third time because it's gotten blown up at the end of both of the other games. He invites all the girls there because he's a creeper. And he gives you like these tutorials now that you'll want to go through. Like the first one was like play an activity. So I went straight to volleyball. I haven't tried any of the other activities yet. I haven't spent that much time with the game. So I haven't tried butt bounce or lily pad frolicking or any of that stuff. But like after you get done with an activity, the second tutorial is like relax by the pool. I'm like, like, all right, we've done it. We've went from any shred of decency to we're relaxing by the pool now.
Are you zooming?
Yeah, it's all that stuff. There's even a mode now, like the main mode, like in the standard games in the past, is called girl mode now. That's where you're playing as a girl. So,
whoa, slow down.
Yeah. You show up. It's the graph, like the menus and everything are just like straight out of the old games. So you show up at the island and you, like, one of the other girls will be on the beach. This girl was telling me how sometimes she gets so lonely. And
was that the 1,000-year-old girl?
No, it was, I think it was Hitomi. Oh. It was one of the girls I know.
Right.
Yeah. I'm familiar with what colored items she wants in that
time. Yes, in the biblical sense. We got right. you.
Right. So she's going on about how she gets lonely sometimes. So I play some volleyball with her to help her self-esteem. It's a game about building these girls' self-esteem.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
It's empowering to women, this game.
Yeah. So that's the girl mode. It's the standard. You're playing. You select a girl and you play for 14 in-game days, the vacation, and do the standard thing. You buy gifts for people and do the friend building stuff. There's a casino. But then there's also owner mode now, where presumably you're playing like as Zach and you're just spectating everything. You don't have to play the game.
Do you have a telescope?
So yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's fun.
Yeah. Are you enjoying it or just enjoying it?
I think owner mode makes me think that people are putting down the controller, and I don't want to think about that.
Right. It's the no hands mode.
Right.
How are the graphics?
They're pretty good, but at the same time, it's like, it seems like an up-resed version of the old games.
That's the impression I got watching the early YouTube stuff.
Yeah, they look, I don't know if it's less realistic is the word I want to use or not. Because they always look not realistic.
Right, right. I know what you're saying.
They look more like dolls now or something. Yeah,
plasticky, cartoony.
Yeah. Yeah. So
kind of like the Lego game.
It's exactly, I would compare it exactly to the Lego game.
In every way.
Yeah, they do some good stuff in that Lego game.
Not as good as, there's no blood bounce. Can
you
imagine
if you had to buy figures for these Dead or Alive games?
And they would make a bajillion.
Exactly.
I know they would.
Oh.
Make me so sad.
And they would probably be variants too, like the same character in like four different outfits.
All that stuff's fun. Thing about this game that appeals to me is it's just relaxing to play. The volleyball is actually fun to play, and it has all that collectible stuff. So there's a lot of different angles that you can go with this game.
So plastic looking characters and lots of collectibles. So it is a Lego game.
It's straight up.
Straight up a Lego game. Even, you know, it's funny. I expected my wife to be more discouraging. Like, don't do this.
On Dead or Alive Extreme?
No, the Lego stuff and even the Disney Infinity stuff. And today she's like, we should really clear off some shelving space so you could display those nicer. Like, I don't know who you are anymore.
Maybe by living so close to you over the years, you've really rubbed off on her. You know, like into her psyche now.
I don't think that's it at all.
She was being sarcastic. Maybe.
I don't know.
Or there's a trap door in the shelf, and it's just going to go.
Probably.
You're going to put everything there. She's going to push a button. It's going right out the wall door.
Yeah.
Right through the wall. Where are we here? Sony?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the remote play for PC and Mac came out today for PS4. So I didn't try it because I don't really need it. But that's good that they did that, I guess. Right? You excited to try that, Wombat?
No.
Yeah, I know. I can't. Shipwreck can't even fake getting excited for this. VR, maybe.
I appreciate that some people like this. But, yeah, for me, I have no use for it whatsoever.
Right. The Vita one has at least some practical application. I guess.
I mean, you know what though? Maybe I'll give it a shot. Like, I'll have my wife watch TV and I'll see if I can.
Wombat's in.
Maybe I'll see if I can play it on my laptop. I don't know. I don't know why not. Right?
It's good if you have like one TV in your house and this is the only way.
You know what? The Ant-Man DLC came out for Lego Marvel and that's free. I want to play that. So maybe I'll test that out because that's the kind of thing I could play here and not care about what screen I'm on.
Cool.
The thing with this type of thing is I always feel like I'm playing an inferior version of my game when I do this type of thing.
That's what I mean. Like, the screen's going to be tiny in comparison, but whatever. I don't know. Maybe like Saturday morning when my kids are watching cartoons and eating cereal, I'll try to play zombie.
We're all counting on you. Don't blow it.
I'm going to blow it. I think that's pretty much that's going to happen. But,
I think what you should try is have your wife sit in the living room.
Uh-huh.
You sit in the bedroom and yell out which Lego figure you want to play.
Switch the figures now.
Right. It actually works a little different than that on Lego Dimensions. It's not just like you put one character on at a time. You could fit up to 7 on the base at once.
Mm. This makes it easier for her.
And certain things that you do in the game require you to move pieces around on the base to do different things.
Uh-oh.
Okay, this sounds better.
Getting, I like, actually I like getting this up idea a lot. Better now.
Let's say, you definitely need to do this then. I want you to play this in a different room.
I need you to put Wild Style on the glowing pink square. Bad Cop on the blue? No. Wild Style on the... I'm going to text you. I'm just going to text you.
Here's a picture. Yeah. All right. Well, I look forward to that update.
Yes. Never no problem. Happen. No. That and my Lego Dimensions is on the Xbox, so I couldn't... Well, do they have remote play on that too?
Yeah, that I've tried that. It worked okay. I mean, sometimes you know, it's not very consistent. You know, sometimes it works okay, sometimes not so much. Speaking of Xbox, I played some more Quantum Break. That's out now.
I've played some of that, yeah.
Oh, what do you think?
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah. It's something about the way Sam Lake writes really like hits something for me.
How far are you, first of all?
I'm still in the first act.
Okay.
I haven't even gotten to the TV show.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Stuff.
You already love it. Wow. Okay. So you're liking it more than me, I feel.
I just get like his little worlds that he builds are interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just all like the nuanced stuff and kind of like everything's just like kind of off kilter in his universes. And I don't know if that's just because, I don't know, English isn't his first language. I mean, he's fluent in it, certainly. But he, like, comes at it from a different...
Sure.
Different perspective. Plus, there's a lot of Alan Wake stuff in that first chapter.
How do you mean?
There's a lot of Alan Wake stuff in there. Just straight up Alan Wake. Have you been finding all the collectibles?
Oh, yeah, I did find. That's right. I found, like, the moose. I never even thought about that.
There's just in the first chapter, there's like a video you can find.
I don't think I found
there's that. There's a chalkboard with all kinds of stuff written about Alan Wake on it.
Oh, shit. I don't think I found that.
Yeah. So I'm taking my time going through it because I kind of want to find all the stuff. Like it does make you not. It's one of those things like where you should be progressing if you were a normal human being. In that situation,
right,
it kind of pulls you out of the story a little bit,
right.
Like, because there'll be like a guy going, "Okay, well, we need to go down the elevator," and you're like, "Hold on,
I gotta check behind this rock."
Right, there is clearly something flashing over there on that table that is going to take me like it's like 100 meters over there. Just hold by this elevator right. While I go read this travel brochure that I see. But it kind of makes fun of itself for that too in the first chapter at least.
Hmm.
Like when you go in and you start looking like on people's computers and the guy's making comments about you doing that.
Yeah, no, it's well written for sure. And the combat is definitely better than Alan Wake. Well, but I don't
it's
know.
I don't know if I'd say better. It's more action-y.
It's more action, but I really like that light mechanic from Alan Wake.
Yeah.
So
Alan Wake is fantastic.
Yeah. I don't think this is at the level of Alan Wake so far for me. I'm in middle of Act 2, I think. But
the time powers are pretty fun, though.
Yeah, of course.
Alan Wake was a good game.
Hell yeah. That was.
You get it for free with this game.
I already have it.
Get it again.
I don't need it again.
Get it more.
I played it. I think Alan Wake to me is also the kind of game I played once, and I think that's the experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I need to play that again. It's not that I don't want to play this one. I already forgot the name of it, and we've been talking about it for 15 minutes.
Quantum Break.
Quantum Break. Yeah, see? That says it right there. And this may be just a me thing. I'm very curious to know people's opinions. I don't like playing games where the characters look like people that are real people, and I know what they look like. It takes me out of it a little bit.
Oh.
Was it? It's Sean Ashmore, isn't that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's Iceman.
Yeah, it's Iceman from the X-Men movies. It takes me out of it. It takes me out of it.
That's fine. It doesn't do that to me. Like,
no, I'm saying it's a me thing. I'm not saying it's an everybody thing. It's an opinion. Is that an opinion? I don't know.
You're saying like, video game characters that look like people is the same as like watching a Nick Cage movie for you. All you see is Nick Cage.
So in a way, yes. Yeah, maybe. I'm just used to video game characters looking like nobody.
Well, they did a good job in this one, at least with the motion capture, the facial motion capture especially. Right, don't you think? Like, they really...
Yeah, I do. Emote. I think that stuff is great. I think some of the areas where you're just kind of walking around exploring, I think the animations and that stuff is a little clunky.
In what? The walking animations?
Yeah, just like...
It's glitchy. I feel like there's something wrong. Like, it gets blurry, right?
Right. There's something weird with just the general walking portion. You don't notice it when you're fighting stuff. But like, if you're just like walking through an office building and looking at stuff, it's kind of weird.
That's not part of the time travel aspect?
Maybe.
It might be, but I feel like there's other effects that are showing us that. I don't know.
Your other effects.
I don't know. It feels glitchy to me. Apparently the PC version is not well optimized. I see people complaining about that.
Imagine that.
Right.
A PC game at launch that doesn't work quite right.
Right. No SLI support. No, just not optimized.
I am interested to find out just how much this ties in with Alan Wake.
Oh, you think there's a real connection?
Maybe. I mean, I found three things in the first chapter, I think, that are Alan Wake related.
All right. We'll find out, I guess. This is interesting here, this next thing. So we talked about last week PS4K, and before that whole rumor leaked out, there was Phil Spencer talking about the Xbox One potential to have an upgraded console that could be more powerful and do stuff. So now the same guy is saying, now that the rumor for Sony One, which came out, was pretty strong, he basically said that he's not down with this for Xbox. He says, I'm not a big fan of Xbox One and a half. If we're going to move forward, I want to move forward in big numbers. I don't know anything about any of the PS4K rumors that are out there. Well, he knows something. I'm sure he knows something about him. But I can understand other teams' motivations to do that. For us, our box is doing well. It performs. It's reliable. The servers are doing well. If we're going to go forward with anything, like I said, I want it to be really substantial change for people, an upgrade. So what's happening here? What does that mean, Shipwreck? Why did the rumor come out first for Xbox?
Right.
I mean, it wasn't a rumor. He said it. Phil Spencer said that there could be something.
Off the cuff remark.
Okay.
And then once they found out that Sony was actually doing something, they had to say that they weren't.
Because they didn't really plan. They weren't really planning.
Right.
And it doesn't make that much sense for Xbox. I mean, I'm gonna assume there are more Xbox Ones out in the wild that are unsold than PlayStation 4s, theoretically.
Oh, sitting on shelves?
Sitting on shelves.
I don't know.
Think that's fair?
I haven't thought about that before, so...
I don't know. I don't know that it matters, necessarily.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying... So you have all these Xbox One sitting on the shelf. They come out with the PlayStation 4K that costs more than a current PlayStation 4, and then Xbox goes in with another price cut. What's the more enticing console to buy, knowing that all three of those consoles on the shelves will play the new Call of Duty?
No, you want to be at the lowest price you can be. You don't want to... That's a bad scenario for Sony. That's why I don't think this is a great idea, especially when you're winning.
Well, that's why I'm saying maybe that's why
I don't think
Phil
it's
Spencer isn't going to do
this anymore. Terrible idea for PlayStation. I mean, there is a market for elite controllers. There's a market for a high-end
yes.
product. And if that's what Sony's trying to do with this, makes sense.
I don't have a 4K TV, so I don't need a 4K console.
It's not for you.
It's not for me. I'm okay. And I'm going to be able to play the same games that the 4K guy's going to be able to.
But at the same time, if you have a 4K TV, wouldn't you want the upgrade to the PlayStation 4K?
Sure.
So why not
why
pull one out?
They have one? Yeah. No, I don't disagree with you. I'm just trying to reason why Phil Spencer or Xbox wouldn't do that.
I don't think they have one ready.
Yeah, that's probably a big part of it, and it probably doesn't make sense financially for them to.
They don't attack stuff the same way that Sony does. I mean, we've talked about it in the past. Like, Microsoft sees a market and tries to fill it, where Sony's chases things that they can do.
Right, like TV stuff.
Right.
Well, I think a lot of this has to do with that too. I mean,
right.
It's
just we have the means to put out a PlayStation Vita TV. Let's do it. Like, they don't have, I don't know, they're much more risky with the products they put out.
They fall on their face a lot more with the product.
Sure, that's part of their strategy. That's definitely Sony's culture.
Yes.
Look, I mean, there's definitely a percentage of the PlayStation 4 users who are going to buy whatever the next revision of PlayStation 4 is, right? No matter what it is, PS4.
And buy a Sony 4K TV if they don't have one.
I don't know about that, though. I don't know necessarily.
Would you buy a 4K console without a 4K TV?
Well, I don't know that you would buy a Sony 4K TV, though.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Isn't that part of the goal, though? Wouldn't that be part
so
of what...
It's so dumb. It's such a useless...
I mean, upgrade. Do they sell a bundle? Does Best Buy have the bundle? Get the two, save $200 or whatever it might be?
Yeah, but it's still cheaper to buy the other brand 4K TV.
That's kind of how they would have to do it, right?
The
PlayStation 4. I don't know. I feel it's just... It's not going to deliver a great experience. Like a PS4 and a 4K or an Xbox 1.5. It's, I don't know. Video streaming 4K is not exciting. I can tell you that from experience. The games aren't going to run in native 4K unless it's like Pac-Man or something. So I don't know. It just seems like a way to just separate people from their money and not provide that much value. But maybe there's other stuff to it that we don't know about. Like the hard drive stuff we speculated last week. Maybe you can finally
that you'll be able to attach an external hard drive.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense, right? And that's value.
Yeah, but isn't that something that they could
only
patch
through
the
power
one?
Of 4K?
Right?
Can you run a external hard drive?
I mean, really?
Maybe a better controller, like an elite controller.
They need to get that on the current PlayStation 4.
Maybe they can't. Maybe
they must be able to.
Maybe it has to be a hardware thingy. Bob. Or maybe they'll pretend it will be to get you to buy one of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they won't even come out with one of these things. But I agree with Shipwreck.
Those are all possibilities.
There's not that much to lose, I guess. You still have they can still have a PS4 that's cheaper, that can match whatever Microsoft's going to drop theirs down to.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
You just have to market it as this is the elite console for like the hardcore people.
Right. Yeah. Just the same way like the Xbox One Elite is. Like, you don't think that there are certain games won't run on the other one.
Right.
You know, you don't want to go start that misconception. What else we got here? Keg Bag. At Slizak asks, how's the FAQ for a ship on Dead or Alive Extreme 3 coming along? Are you doing a FAQ?
No, but I did get the itch a little bit. Like as soon as like my character opened up a present and it was grapes and the screen said like, I don't know, whatever it said about my character not really liking grapes. I was like, I should make a note of that.
Where's my book?
Right. Oh, I don't know. Somebody's got to be doing this work.
Right. There's people somebody's who have more time on their hands than Shipwreck. Yeah. Come on. Here's a question from Mrs. Cheapy that we...
Who's that?
That's my wife.
Never heard of her.
This was over dinner last night. Or maybe it was two nights ago. Or maybe it was lunch. I don't know. It was over a meal at some point. It was probably lunch. She wanted to know if there are any Western developers who are ridiculous, like Suda or Itagaki. Do you know what I mean by ridiculous?
Yeah, like...
poorly behaved, I guess.
Like Peter Molyneux, would he count?
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, what about... what was his name? The Bioshock guy. Ken Levine.
Is he ridiculous?
He's a little ridiculous.
Is he pseudo ridiculous?
He's not quite at that level. Like Randy Pitchford is closer, I would think.
Or what's his name? The God of War guy.
See, there are people.
Yeah. I couldn't come up.
Who's the guy?
No, the guy. Remember Calling All Cars? What was his name?
Yeah, David.
Yes.
David.
David. Yeah. Good old David. David All Cars.
Mm-hmm.
What about
that guy's nuts?
What about David Dennis Dyack?
Dennis Dyack. There we go.
Yeah.
So there are, but they're not really. Are they ridiculous? They're ridiculous in different ways.
Right. They don't have the dress code of the ridiculous Japanese developers.
But I think the dress code.
David Jaffe.
Don't you think that's the dress code stems from the fact that in Japan maybe they're seen as, or at least in their own eye, they think of themselves as like a rock star and not a video game guy? Because people sort of...
I wish there were Western developers that were like that.
There aren't, though. Not like that.
Right. Not to that level. There's guys that are eccentric and loud-mouthed and that type of thing.
Schilling? What about Kurt Schilling? He's a...
Right.
So I guess the answer is not really in the same sense as the Japanese ridiculous developer, but there are,
and that's why Western games are better.
No,
there you go. We solved it.
I don't think.
Good work, everybody. Really. Let's go home.
All right, I'll have to break this update. I'll update Mrs. Chibi.
there's maybe some up and coming indie developers.
Sure. Yeah, ridiculous. Like is it Jonathan Blow? Isn't he nuts?
It's not nuts. It's not nuts. Ridiculous. There's a difference. There's a phrase like we use, Mrs. Cheapy and I and some people that we know. You call somebody a Captain Ridiculous. You know what that means, right?
Phil Fish. How about him?
He's not like that ridiculous, though. He's... Well, when we talk about like a Captain Ridiculous, that's like the person who goes out like and... I don't know.
They'll buy drinks
for everybody for no reason, yeah. Or they'll be wearing like $500 pants, or
I work with a Captain Ridiculous.
You do?
Yes, I work with a guy who is a Caucasian man. He loves to wear he has like a full African robe that he bought in Africa.
Right.
And he wears it to work. And he loves to tell everyone how much it costs and how many people handmade it.
Right.
This is also my same coworker that wears designer sweatpants.
Okay. So Captain Ridiculous like sort of lives in like their own world. Not in everything, but like
right.
In some ways.
He wore an Adidas sports dress to work the other day.
Nice.
Can this guy learn how to code? Can we get him some Unity or something?
He's a very nice guy, though.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
But. Yes, he's a good person to work with. I'm not making fun of him, but I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, so now we know. Not really, but sort of. We could it could happen. Well, what about Notch? He's sort of trending there now, even though he's out of the game. now that he's really reached that rock star status, right? He sort of went off the deep end on Twitter after he got those billions.
Well, I think he was just lonely, which happens.
Well,
he played some volleyball.
Right. I think, yeah, I guess it's just about how if the public doesn't love you that much, maybe you can't get to that level of ridiculousness.
I feel like Cliff Bleszinski could get away with it if he tried.
I mentioned him in our
discussion. Didn't he retire?
No. He's got his own company now.
It all bushes together.
No, their game's coming out soon. Lawbreakers?
Yeah.
That's a game?
Yep.
Breaking the law with the Lawbreakers.
Is it MOBA type thing? Or is it just a
shooter?
Isn't
every game now a MOBA type thing?
It's the one with the gravity defying rules and stuff like that. And it was
War Lawbreakers?
It was originally supposed to be a
Battle Breaker Law.
Right. Lawbreakers. But now it's actually a game that you're going to be able to buy.
Nice.
Or steal if you are a lawbreaker.
I don't get it.
Anyway, anything else here? Where are we on these CAGBAG questions? Is anybody playing? This is from Darth Rook. Is anybody playing the 3DS or looking forward to anything for it?
I mean, it's an Animal Crossing machine in my house, to be perfectly honest.
So not you, I'm assuming.
Well, I mean, I like it. I just don't play it that often. That and my daughter takes it to school every day, and she broke the screen on it. But, you know, whatever.
Perfect.
Uh-huh. Big old crack in the screen in my 3DS.
Ship, you turning that thing on at all?
I truthfully haven't here lately. But it's every time I reach to play it, the battery is dead. So right. By the time it charges up, I've moved on to something else.
All right. Yeah, I have one somewhere, but I don't know.
It's a good system with a lot of good games.
Sure. My hands are big.
Mario 3D Land is great.
Yes, it is. He said that's what he was playing.
Right.
Cool.
And is it New Super Mario Brothers for it is really good, too.
I'm sure there's a million good things for it.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of good games for it.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
Face Blasters.
Who? Face Blasters. I played a lot of Face Blasters. I must admit, too many. And my face has been blasted many times. Let's say goodbye and wrap it up. I want to tell people, first of all, that we're having a contest on CAG where you can win a week worth of video game rentals from Redbox. So if you go to the contest forum on CAG... you can see how to enter, or I can just tell you now. You have to tweet a tweet with either something Dark Souls 3 related or a picture of you in front of a Redbox machine with the hashtag RedboxCag, and do it before Tuesday, and then you can win that prize. So, yeah. Also, follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and at Video Game Deals. And don't forget to go to harrys.com and use coupon code CAGCAST to get your $5 off if you're a new customer. And anything else? No? Something? All right, then. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
Mask, where illusion is the ultimate weapon.
Convert Switchblade to jet mode. Surprise, Matt Tracker. It's mayhem. Battle station. Protect the decoder, Bruce. I'm going up. Stacks ready to fire.
Mask, Switchblade, Thunderhawk, and Rhino.
Fire!
Each sold separately with action figure.
Cover me, Matt. 10-4. Sato's getting away. But you're not, Mayhem.
Mask, Switchblade, Thunderhawk, and Rhino. Each sold separately. New from Kenner.